go to Charles in...
Do you think it's Villa Park or Villa Park?
Villa Park,
Villa, I would assume.
All right, Charles in Villa Park, California, listening on Catholic.com. Charles, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hello. Hi, can you hear me?
Yep. What's your question?
Hi, thank you. This is an argument that I've heard from atheists, and I don't know really how to respond to it. Mm-hmm. And that is that you don't really need religion in order to be moral because you just have natural law. Mm-hmm. Like if you just use natural law and reason, that can be enough to kind of figure out what's right and wrong. Mm-hmm. And so that Christianity or any religion in general is at best superfluous and not really necessary for being moral. So how would you respond to that?
I'd make a couple of responses. The first one is there's an element of truth here because God's law is written on the hearts of men even when they aren't religious. This is something that St. Paul talks about. He doesn't talk specifically about atheists, but he acknowledges that even Gentiles who don't know the God of Israel or the scriptures of Israel, nevertheless, they have consciences, and that shows that the law of God is written on their hearts. And so there's an element of truth here. But... It doesn't mean religion is superfluous because, number one, simply being a good person is not the end-all and be-all of life. I don't want to just be good. I also want to know the truth. And if it's true that God exists, I want to know that. That is not superfluous. Similarly, if God exists and if an afterlife exists, and that's something I want to know too, I'm going to want to know how to get to heaven in the afterlife, how to arrange the best afterlife for me possible. And so other areas of religion besides morality are not superfluous. Even in the area of morality, religion is not superfluous because one of the things that we find, and this is also true of everybody regardless of whether they're religious, is we aren't always good and we can and do evil things, and we're pretty good at self-justification and self-deception. And so consequently, it can help to have a reinforcement of things we already know or should know in the form of God communicating it to us and saying, okay, listen, I know it's tempting at the moment, but really do not commit adultery. Or do not kill, or do not bear false witness, or whatever it may be. Having that stated explicitly makes it harder to rationalize away what your heart might tell you. And so even in morality, the role of religion is not superfluous. Also, I'd make another point, which is that if you have an atheist who's acknowledging that right and wrong exist, and that good and evil exist, okay, how do you explain that on, I'm assuming you're talking to a scientific materialist as an atheist, someone who thinks matter is the only thing that there is and, you know, science is the way to learn about stuff. One of the things about good and evil is they're not empirical properties. They're not sensory. You can't detect them either with your senses or with the extensions of our senses that we have in laboratories. You know, you can't see under an electron microscope what a particle of goodness looks like. And so if you believe in good and evil, that they're real and everybody has this innate sense that they are, then your worldview is incorporating something more than just the empirical, something more than just what we have scientific access to. And that means there's a whole other realm of reality that we have intuitions about, but that we don't have scientific access to. And if you're willing to acknowledge that there's this second dimension to the universe beyond what we can detect with our senses, then you should be open to religion as well, which brings us knowledge of that area.
Charles?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm glad that it makes sense. I thought it made sense too, Jimmy. Charles, thank you very much.